All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. So far, the name of Arlington High School at 46th, a little north of 46th in Arlington on the east side of Indianapolis, has been mentioned on Yahoo Sports, The Washington Post, ForbesMagazine.com, SportingNews.com, CBS, SportsIllustrated.com, a whole bunch of television stations' websites, the New England Sports Network.com, the radio station down there in the circle, you know, with the studios made of gold, and goodness knows elsewhere, all because the Lady Golden Knights last night played a game against Bloomington South, which is considered one of the big schools in Indiana high school girls basketball. And it must have been a misprint on the scoreboard, or something was wrong with the scoreboard. Bobby Wannell, who is the athletic director for Ed Power, which includes Charles Tinley, Tinley Prep, and Arlington High School. It must have been a misprint because it couldn't have been 107-2. It must have been just 57-2. But it is a basketball game that's being talked about and causing outrage among Hoosiers that feel that they want to lift up those young ladies from Arlington and give them atta girls and salute them and say, you know, this too shall pass, but also raises questions about fairness. Bobby Wannell joins me live. Director, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Amos.
Let me first ask, how are the girls? How's the team?
Our girls are in great spirits, and they're ready to get back on the court. And we take this as an opportunity to grow and get better as a team. And we're ready to get back out there and play another game. We're going to have practice tonight. The girls are in good spirits, and we're going to move forward with this and get better and grow.
Now, as I understand it, this is when you guys took over Arlington, there was no girls basketball team. These are young ladies that kind of came together and said, we want to do hoops along with our studies.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of our girls are playing varsity basketball for the first time in their life. Mm. So this is a young, inexperienced group that's living up to a very difficult schedule and reaching the commitments that we had done with our contracts. And, this is a year, like I said, this is a year that we're going to grow and continue to get better. There's no quit in any of our girls or our coaching staff, and, we're going to keep getting better.
And I know that you have a young coach. First year, was it Ebony Jackson? What's her background?
Ebony is a former player here at Arlington High School, an Indiana All-Star. Went on and played college ball at Indiana University and then finished up at Ball State. Mm. So she's a young up-and-coming coach, has a great background in basketball, and, you know, definitely a young, great coach that's going to continue to get this group better and better.
Now, I understand the phone is ringing off the hook. Everybody's trying to call. I think everybody but Katie Couric's trying to call you, and Katie may be trying to call you now. What's been the attitude of all of the media that's been calling you all?
The attitude kind of seems to be, I think, to maybe victimize us, whereas, you know, we're trying to say
to victimize you
for growth.
What do you mean to victimize you? That the girls didn't do well?
Well, that the score was run up. You know, anytime you, just like you said, you know, 107-2, you're thinking it's a misprint.
Right.
A scoreboard malfunction, you know. So people are coming at us with the idea that possibly the score was ran up. And that tends to be the general tone of the questions that we're getting. Mm-hmm. From our perspective, we hold no ill will towards Bloomington South. They're a great program, and they have been. They're 8-1 currently, number 10 in the state in 4A.
Hold it.
Okay.
They're number 10 in the state?
Correct.
And your young ladies hung with them for 32 minutes, didn't give up, didn't tell the coach, I don't want to get out there and play anymore, I'm tired, or did a sit-down strike, or suddenly had a mysterious hamstring. Oh, coach, I just had a hamstring. You mean to tell me against the number 10 team in the state, your young ladies, as scripture would say, did not get discouraged?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's not in our MO. I mean, our school culture, we're going to keep improving. We're going to strive for excellence. We're going to go out there and be the best team that we can be every night. and take every chance that we get to play as an opportunity to grow and continue to get better.
Now, some of these folks on Twitter who wouldn't know Arlington High School if it ran over them with a truck. Some of these media people that don't know Arlington, have never stepped foot in the building, don't know anything about the school other than it's a takeover school. I actually had somebody from the Indianapolis Star, Bobby Winnell, I'm going to say his name, Matt Tully, the columnist, who, was feeling sorry for your school and team because you all are in a poor, rough neighborhood. Obviously, he is not driven around the Devington neighborhood. He doesn't know all them great homeowners. I mean, Captain Burton is a homeowner out there.
Exactly.
So he doesn't know that. So he and some non-black sports talk show host are going to try to get people to come out to your game the latter part of January when you guys play Broad Ripple.
Okay.
Have you heard about that?
I have not.
Well, they're on Twitter trying to talk that up. And I'll be doggone if I'm going to let somebody from out of my community come to a basketball game in the community. So I'm looking at your schedule, and I'm noticing on Dr. King weekend, on Saturday the 19th,
mm-hmm.
y'all playing Indiana Math and Science.
Okay.
We might want to encourage people to come out to the game and see your girls on Dr. King weekend.
Absolutely.
Would that be cool with y'all?
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be a great opportunity for you to see all the new things that we're doing here in Arlington High School, to see these young ladies that are absolutely wonderful representations of what we stand for here. Every day they're going out there with enthusiasm and passion, trying to, like I said, with limited experience. I mean, a lot of these girls have never picked up a ball before, and here we are throwing them on a varsity basketball schedule playing teams like Bloomington South.
Now that explains when I'm looking at the score. Y'all's first game against Heron, 45-26. That's not bad for some young ladies just started playing basketball.
Right.
See, now
Absolutely.
That's putting it into context. Then you guys played Gary, 21st Century, 1A, mm-hmm. Charter School, 30-15. That's not bad. And then when I'm seeing y'all played, Gary West, y'all 68-14. Now that I'm learning the context of all this, that ain't bad.
I agree. And moving forward, a lot of the contracts that we're playing right now are rollover contracts from the IPS and the Arlington of old.
Right.
If you look back in the recent years, Arlington in the not so far past has been the perennial IPSAC conference champion in girls and boys basketball,
mm-hmm.
probably when those contracts were agreed to. A lot of schools will sign contracts for 5 years. At the end of here in January, the IHSA will reclassify schools based on their enrollment. Arlington High School will change to a different class. It could be 2A, they could be 1A. As we move forward and we get these contracts expiring,
right.
We will reach out and try to find schools with similar enrollments and similar skill sets.
Right.
But right now, we are going to live up to our commitments. We're going to honor the contracts that we play. And like I said, we're going to use them as an opportunity to keep getting better and learn the game and build our program.
Let me ask, this is the dumbest question today. I think I know the answer, but when the regular season ends, you all still will be placed in the tournament draw, correct?
Correct, in the 3A sectional.
So theoretically, if all of a sudden y'all start winning games in the tournament, y'all could do sectional, regional, and make it to Fort, I guess it's in Fort Wayne again, make it to the finals. If you get 2-3-4 in a row, you're in it.
Absolutely.
That's the one good thing about Indiana. You can have a record of 0-43, but you still get to play in the tournament, and upsets do happen.
That's right. Because
I've seen some teams that won nothing in the regular season and won a game in the postseason.
Yeah. Yep.
See, this. All right. I first of all, when you get done with me and you go back over there to Arlington, hug every member of that team. For the thousands that are listening right now, hug that coach, give him a big hug, tell him that the community is rooting for him, they're praying for them, their families, and that they will get over this. You know, tell them that they are David's. Tell them that they are Naomi's. Tell them that they're Ruth. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that don't violate. Supreme Court won't get mad at you just by saying that. Tell them, you know, that they're capable of it and that we're all proud of them and we're hanging there. And we're going to work on encouraging folks to come out to the game and support these young ladies on Dr. King weekend, Saturday the night. Y'all haven't set the time yet.
It will be 6:00 p.m.
6:00 p.m. Because all I'm seeing on your on somebody else's schedule website was TBNA against math and science over there on West 38th Street. But it'll be in the beautiful Arlington gym.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Reverend Luster might even come over there.
There we go.
All right, we make this a happening. All right, Bobby Wannell, the athletic director for Arlington High School, Ed Power, which includes Tinley and Tinley Prep. Thanks very much for being with us. See, now we got the facts and we have the context about what. We got it before Anthony Calhoun and AC got it. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310.
Thank you for having me.